Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You have arrived. Welcome to the ASBY World. Here's where we talk about anything and everything ASD in an upbeat and informative way. And now, here's your man on the spectrum, your autism ambassador, Daniel Morgan Jones.
Five items you get on me to have a successful school career. Let's get right into it. Guys, welcome back to the ASBY World. My name is Dan and I have autism and ADHD. I make weekly videos all about this stuff because I believe it's my journey and passion and mission in life to help enlighten everybody on the autism spectrum to get their full potential out and be awesome while doing it. So if you want to join me on this journey, make sure to hit the subscribe button or click on the notification bell down below. And you can follow me on all social media platforms because I upload every single day. Okay, so school. Oh my goodness, school was such a difficult one for me. So I've been through school and in college and in university. And so because of that, I was able to create what I think are essential items, checklists for that. If you want to have a successful time at school or in an educational system, this is for you. So buckle up, guys. We'll go through the list right now. Just before that, I want to say a big thanks to Brilia, which is this week's sponsor for this video. Brilia are a homeopathic non-prescription based medication, which is completely cool because it's way more natural than some of the other stuff I've taken. And it's non-addictive. There's no nasties in it. It's cool for helping increase clarity, improve concentration, and reduce anxiety, restlessness, stress, and irritability, and impulsivity, which is, you know, for me, for godsend. So if you want to check out Brilia yourself, I have a discount code for 15% off if you use the code ASBY15. Link is in the description down below. But FYI, guys, if you are thinking about trying it, just always consult with your doctor first before trying anything, even if it is more natural. Okay, so the first thing I want to say is that you have to have a tablet. Now, I'm not talking about tablet as in, like, you know, something, a pill or something. I'm not talking about tablet as in an iPad or a Samsung tablet or an Android tablet. What I found most interesting is that when I'm attending lectures or when I'm attending anything in school, if I had my iPad with me, I could actually turn on the record button to record the audio of the actual class. So I could go back home and listen over something that I may not have got perfectly right while sitting in the class, because there's this thing called alexithymia, which causes for a lot of delay in understanding what's actually going on at that moment in time. But to cut a long story short, using the recording was so easy to kind of just listen back to when I'm going over my revision notes. Something else that I found super interesting about having the tablet with me is that if there was something important on the whiteboard or a slideshow, that I could take my camera app and just take a picture, a snapshot of that, and I have that then saved to my notes. Not to mention, you can always use talk to type apps on stuff like the, I know Apple do it, where you talk to it and it will automatically type out what you're saying in your notes, which is really good for people who have an issue with typing or writing really fast. I found this super beneficial, so that is like literally number one. The second thing I'd say is having a sensory toolbox with you. Now, I don't mean having anything crazy, but a few fidget gadgets or maybe even just like a pair of noise-canceling headphones and sunglasses. Something that is going to help you overcome sensory-stimulated issues of potential issues in a setting of educational environment. It could be the lights are too bright. It could be that there's too much noise going on. Or maybe you just want to like self-soothe with like a stim toy. Having something like that is super beneficial and I highly recommend it. Okay, so number three is a buddy system. Now, this is really interesting. You don't have to be best friends with a person, but you need to make a buddy or have the school or the educational body team you up with somebody who knows the ropes or who can look after you if you have any issues that on the day-to-day, that it's in your class and, you know, they're spending pretty much every day with you. I found this super beneficial. I had a buddy called Tom who I used to travel in with, and if I had any issues with stuff like that, Tom would help me, you know, we'd put our heads together and sort it out. This was amazing and helped me feel less alone. Also, it was really good because I did build a friendship with Tom. Not all the time that this is going to happen that you have a friendship with a person, but that person is your go-to contact within the class that's on your day-to-day, because you could be on lunch and have an issue and you want to talk to somebody, and it's good to have a buddy. Okay, so number four is a personal learner's plan. Now, this is something that needs to be implemented from the top of the hierarchy in the school, where you, when you attend the school, you sit down and speak to them and say, hey, I have issues in these areas, I'm on the autism spectrum and I need help with X, Y, and Z. They then make a learning plan that is distributed to all of the people who would be taking you for that year or for that semester, so that they know that you need certain help in certain areas, and so they're not kind of coming to you with a, oh, I didn't know you needed help here kind of question. And I've been there in both situations where they've been, oh, I didn't know you had issues, and another time where they say, hey, it's cool, we've read your personal wellness plan and it's all good. So that is a must. Speak with the person who's indoctrinating you into the school when you first sign up. And the last thing here is a student point of contact or counselor. Now, I had a student mentor when I attended university, and this was amazing. This stuff had godsend. I was able to speak to them about anything on a weekly basis. I could make appointments to see them at any time during the week, and I had regular email contact with them. So I had any issues or discussions that needed to be happening on more of a professional or official level at the school or the university, I was able to go and speak to them, and they would take that higher, or they would be the person or the contact to go and take that forward. Very interesting, and it actually made my life at university a lot easier and more manageable. I don't think I could have been able to do my degree in chemistry if I hadn't already had that contact. Guys, if you think this video is valuable, please share it on social media, give it a like, leave me a comment if you want to. I love reading comments. I'll see you in the next one, guys. Peace. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed, because there are people listening right now who are not subscribed to this podcast. I can see you. Make sure you subscribe. Okay guys, see you in the next one. Peace.